This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. You've probably heard the headline number by now. The consumer price index rose 9.1% in June compared to a year ago. That's the biggest increase since 1981. And it's what the Bureau of Labor Statistics calls broad-based, which is a euphemism for pretty much everywhere. That said, there were some particulars driving this month's surge. Some of them might be temporary, others not so much. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore looks ahead to see what might be in store.
In just 1 month, from May to June, prices rose 1.3%. The numbers haven't moved that much in a month in 17 years.
Energy was about half of that.
Justin Widener is a U.S. economist at Deutsche Bank. Inflation's number one driver in June was the cost of gasoline, up 60% year over year. But on the bright side,
gas prices are already down 40 cents from their peak. So with oil falling, gas prices should continue to decline.
So 6 months from now, we probably, knock on wood, won't be talking about gas prices driving up inflation. But inflation is running on a lot more than gas. Food was another big driver, up 10% year over year. Alan Dettmeister is an economist at UBS.
We're likely to continue to see very strong increases in food prices, given the increases in wages, given the increases in food commodity prices over the last 6 months.
The war in Ukraine is still disrupting global food supplies and doesn't look like it's going to resolve anytime soon. And then, rounding out the top three drivers of inflation last month, there's the rent,
which is a highly persistent and very sticky inflation measure.
Simon Harvey is with Monex Europe. The rent index rose 0.8% in June. That's the biggest monthly jump since 1986. And the nasty thing about rent is that it rarely ever goes down. But in, say, 6 months, Harvey says it should at least not be rising as much as it is now.
Shelter most probably will still be adding somewhat, nowhere near as much inflation pressure, but somewhat.
Now, looming behind all of this is, of course, the Federal Reserve trying to fight inflation by raising interest rates. These inflation numbers make it clear that fight is only just beginning. Again, Alan Dettmeister at UBS.
This is showing inflation is still extremely strong. Very little sign that anything the Fed has done up to this point is slowing inflation yet.
Dettmeister says the Fed's efforts may not show strong results until the beginning of next year. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.